B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun. We're going to start the Mishnah 6 lines from the top of the Omud. Lo yisgoyer odom poyalim b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. And Rashi says the source of that is mimtzei cheftzecha, that one's not allowed to go around doing one's own business, and one's not allowed to hire a worker on Shabbos. V'lo yoymer odom lechaveroi lisgoyer lo poyalim. You're also not allowed to tell your friend that he should hire workers for you on Shabbos. And Rashi says that the reason is because if you're going to tell your friend to do it, you're going to transgress the avera of being a stumbling block to him. Lifnei iver lo yisutein michshel. And this is not necessarily that the hiring itself is going to take place on Shabbos, but arranging the hiring, doing and getting the workers and setting the deal, that is also on Shabbos. In machshichin alatchum lisker lo pealim ulahovi peiris. This is a second halacha in the Mishnah, that we know that every person is allowed to, on Shabbos, he's allowed to be in his home, he's allowed to go around in the city, in the town, as much as he wants. We're not talking here about carrying, we're talking about just going. If you're not carrying anything, you can go to Rosh HaRabim, Rosh HaYochid, you can go anywhere you want until the Tchum. We'll learn more about Tchumim in Maseches Eruvin. Beyond the Tchum, you're not allowed to go on Shabbos, irrespective of whether you're carrying or not. If a person wants to do something outside the Tchum, then is he allowed to walk on Shabbos until the edge of the Tchum, within the Tchum, wait till the end of Shabbos, and then he'll be just at the border, he'll be able to cross over outside the Tchum and do what he wants to do. Are you allowed to do that or not? So the Mishnah says, anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're also not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos to wait to the end of Shabbos to be able to do it. Ein machshichin, you're not allowed to wait for nightfall at the edge of the Tchum, ala Tchum, lisko lepealim, in order to hire workers. If you've got access to workers beyond the Tchum, you're not allowed to walk to the end of the Tchum in order to be able to hire workers, ulahavi peiros, or to bring fruits from outside the Tchum into the Tchum. You're not allowed to do that either, because since bringing the fruits you cannot do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go to the end of the Tchum on Shabbos. Aval, says the Mishnah, machshechu lishmer umevi peiros biyodei. One is allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum in order to, as soon as Shabbos is over, cross over to the area outside the Tchum where this person has fields, and what he wants to do there is to be shomer. He wants to be able to protect his fields, to guard his fields, since guarding a field is something one is allowed to do on Shabbos. Over here he has a technical issue, he's not allowed to go there on Shabbos, but since guarding is mutter, he's allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos to be ready as soon as Shabbos is over and cross over into his fields. Umevi peiros biyodei, and since his main intention of going to the edge of the Tchum was to be able to guard his fields, then once he's there anyway, he is allowed to pick the fruits from his field and bring them back home where he was within the Tchum. And again, all this is after Shabbos. You can go there to the edge on Shabbos to be able to do this after Shabbos. Klal Omar Abba Shol, Kol She'ani Zakei Ba'amirosoi, Roshoi Ani Lehachshech Olov. In the same way as we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to talk, for example, you're not allowed to talk about hiring a worker. You haven't actually hired the worker, but you're not even allowed to talk or tell your friend to hire a worker on Shabbos, because hiring a worker is also on Shabbos. So you're not even allowed to talk about it. Anything which is mutter to talk about, which means it's a type of business that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, then you're also allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum in order to be able to do those activities after Shabbos outside the Tchum. But though we'll soon see that those activities that you're not allowed to talk about because they're also on Shabbos, so too you're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum in order to be able to do them outside the Tchum immediately after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Maishnohu, Umaishno Chaveroi. The beginning of the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to tell your friend to hire workers. Your friend is a Yisrael just like you are. You're not allowed to hire workers. Why should he be allowed to hire workers? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that? Answers the Gemara Omer of Papa, Chover Nochri. It's talking about if his friend is a Goy. Not only are you not allowed to hire workers, you're not allowed to tell a Goy to hire workers for you. Asks the Gemara, Maskiflor of Ashi, Amira Lunochri, Shvus, But telling a goy to do something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, we've already learned that. We already saw in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph that the Mishnah says that if a goy comes to extinguish a fire for you, you have to stop him. Amira Lenochri, or we saw in the Mishnah there that to tell a goy, if he comes to do it on his own accord, you don't need to stop him. But if you're not allowed to tell him to do it, because Amira Lenochri Shvus. So since you're not allowed to tell a goy to do a malocha, as we've already seen in the Mishnah, why do we have to say it again here, that you're not allowed to tell a goy to do something that you're not allowed to do? El Omer, Rav Ashi explains that the words in the Mishnah of Lo Yomar Odom Lechaveroi, it's talking about a Yisrael, not Dafka a goy. What does it mean? Afilu Teima Chaveroi Yisrael, even say it's talking about Yisrael. Hokamash Malon, even though we've already seen in the previous Mishnah, Amira Lenochri. Over here, that's not what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. What's it coming to tell us? Lo Yomar Odom Lechaveroi Schoir Li Poyalim. You're not allowed to say to a person, Schoir Li Poyalim. Can't say to your friend, go find me workers. And we can deduce from that, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Aval oimer odom lechaveiro, but he can say to his friend, hanire shetamoid imi lo erev, let's see if you're going to come and stand by me and be with me tonight after Shabbos. And all he's saying is, come and be with me. There's nothing wrong with that, to say that on Shabbos, because he's allowed to be with him on Shabbos. However, what he actually intended, what he thought, what his intentions were, was to actually hire his friend. But that's something which he is only thinking, not saying. His friend is understanding, but it hasn't been verbally expressed. So we can deduce from the Mishnah that the only thing you can't tell your friend is, find me workers, or I want to hire you as a worker. But if he just says something of, let's see if you'll be with me tonight, and he'll understand, it means, come and I want to hire you, that is allowed. This follows the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa. Lo yoimar odom lechaveiro. You're not allowed to say to your friend, hanire shetamoid imi lo erev. Let's see if you're going to stand, if you're going to be with me tonight. Which implies, without verbally expressing it, that I want to hire you. Rabbi Shua ben Korcho imir. He argues and says, oimar odom lechaveiro, hanire shetamoid imi lo erev. You are allowed to say it. Why are you allowed to say it? Because you're not allowed to say things of business, of mimtzei cheftzach of adaber dover. These are things you're not allowed to talk about. But hirhur, we're going to see in the Gemara soon, thoughts are muta. And since the part which is discussing explicitly the hiring is something which is a thought, it's an understanding, it's not something which is verbally expressed, therefore it's muta. So our Mishnah that we deduce from the Mishnah that you're allowed to tell your friends, see you tonight, is muta is following Rabbi Shua ben Korcho that says that you're allowed to say that. Omer Rabba Rabbi Chono, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Halochag Rabbi Shua ben Korcho, Rabbi Yechanon ruled that way. V'omer Rabba Rabbi Chono, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, my Talmud Rabbi Shua ben Korcho, what's the understanding? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Nimtzoi Cheftzecho V'dabir Dover, that what's also is going around doing your own business, V'dabir Dover, and speaking the words. The words of business. That means what the things that are osur to discuss on Shabbos, only speaking them is osur. Dibur osur, hirur muta. And thinking them is muta. And therefore, since over here, he's not telling his friend explicitly that he's hiring him, Rabbi Shua ben Korcho says it's muta. And that seems to be how to understand our Mishnah. Romi le Rav Acher bar Rav Huna le Rava. Mi Omar Rabbi Yechanon. Dibur Osur, Hirur Muta, can Rabbi Yochanan actually hold? And we just saw now that he rules like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, that Dibur is Osa, speaking is Osa on Shabbos, but Hirur, just thinking about things that would be Osa, is allowed on Shabbos. Alma, Hirur Lav Kedibur Domi. You see that Rabbi Yochanan understands and holds that thinking things is not considered like speaking them. This seems to contradict another halacha that Rabbi Yochanan himself said. B'chol mokay muta laharir, a person is allowed to, and is not only allowed to, it's a mitzvah to think divrei Torah in every place, wherever he is, chutz mi beis hamerchat, or mi beis hakisei, besides for in a bathhouse, or in a bathroom where people relieve themselves, a beis hakisei, because those are mokaymis hamutunofis, those are unclean places, it's inappropriate to think divrei Torah there. So you see clearly that even though you're just thinking it, it's considered as if you're talking it. And that's why it's osa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that hirur lav kedibur domi, one should be allowed to be maharhir, one should be allowed to think divrei Torah even in unclean places. Says the Gemara, no, that's different. The truth is that hirur is not kedibur.
Besides, for over here regarding Divrei Torah, Shani Hosam Deboinon Vahoyo Machanecha Kodesh. It says in the Pasuk regarding thinking Torah thoughts, it says that your camps have to be holy, have to be Kodesh Veleka, and in an unclean place, you cannot say that the places are holy, and therefore you're not allowed to think Divrei Torah. Asks the Gemara, Vahochanami, but even in this same context, in the same pasuk that speaks about Vahoyo Machanecha Kodesh, and we just said now that it's coming to imply that even Hiror is also there, Nami Ksib, it says in the pasuk, Lo Yiroi Vacho Ervas Dovor, that you're not allowed to, it's referring to Ervas Dovor, and over there we again assume that the Dovor means Dibur, like we saw in our Mishnah, Umim Tzai Chevtzacho Vadabir Dovor. So in the same way as the Dabir Dovor is talking about only speech, not Hirur, why is the Ervas Dovor not, why can we not understand that this Pasuk is talking about only Dibur and not Hirur? Answers the Gemara, Hahu miboyele lekud Rav Yehuda. The second half of that Pasuk that speaks about V'lo Yiroi V'cho Ervas Dovor is actually not referring to thinking Torah thoughts. The first part of the Pasuk, V'hoyo machanecho kodosh, that your camps have to be holy because Klal Yisrael are all the time thinking and Torah learning, and therefore the camps have to be holy. That's telling us that you're not allowed to think Torah thoughts in an unclean place. There's a new halacha which is talking about speaking Torah, like you said, not necessarily thinking Torah, it only applies to talking Torah. That's a new halacha of Ervas Dovor. Look at the Omer of Yehuda, Akum Orum also likreis Kriyas Shema Kenegdo, to read Kriyas Shema, which is a dibur, you're not allowed to read the Shema or any Divrei Torah in front of the oral of the orla of a goy. A naked goy, you're not allowed to say Shema or Dvorim Shebekdush in front of him. Asks the Gemara, my iria akum afili Yisrael nami. Why does Yehuda say that lo yiroi v'cho ervas dovar means you're not allowed to say dibur ervas dovar? We learn from there that lo yiroi v'cho ervas dibur b'shas hadibur, while you're talking, whilst you're saying Shema Utaira, is only lo yiroi v'cho ervas dovar, referring to somebody who's not dressed appropriately. Where do you see there that it's a goy? Yisrael also. Lo mi boy koma. Of course, you're right. Of course, the Pasuk is talking about Yisrael, that his orla, you're not allowed to say anything Dvarim Shebekdusha if a person is not dressed properly. Lo mi boy koma. Lo mi boy Yisrael de osur. Aval akum kiven d'chsiv be asher b'sar chamirim b'sorim. But however, I may have thought that a goy whose his body is considered like the body of a donkey, and therefore I might have thought that his erva is not considered erva, it's just considered a piece of meat, and there would be no problem saying Dvorim Shebekdusha in front of him. Eimer Shapir Domi, I may have thought it's okay to say the Shema in front of him. Kumash Malon Rav Yehuda was telling us, Lo Yiroi V'cho Ervas Dovor, even the erva of a goy, you're not allowed to say Shema or Dvorim Shebekdusha in front of him. And this halacha is only talking about speaking, not talking about machshava, because here lav kedibur. Eima hachanami, you Rav Yehuda, you're telling us a chiddush that even the erva of a goy is called an erva. The chiddush is that we don't say that he's just a piece of meat, as from the pasuk that says basar chamoyrim basaram. Maybe a goy is considered basar chamoyrim, and one's allowed to say the shema in front of his erva. So answers the Gemara, Omer Kra, Ve'ervas Aviem Lo Yiro'u. It's explicit in the Pasuk that when they came out of the Teva and they saw Chom did see, the other brothers didn't see the Erva of Noach. Noach did not have the status of Yisrael, he had the status of a Goy. All Goyim are called Bnei Noach, and the Pasuk refers to his Erva as Ervas Aviem. So we see it's considered an Erva, and therefore the Pasuk of Lo Yiro'u V'cho Ervas Dovor applies even to an erva of a goy. Asked the Gemara, we're coming now back to our Mishnah. We saw in our Mishnah that Hiror, understanding and thinking about things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to think on Shabbos. Saying them, you're not allowed to say them. You're not allowed to say to somebody, hire me workers, I want to hire workers, anything in that context. But Dibur mi osir, is it osir to speak on Shabbos? These things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to speak them. cheshboinus shel mitzvah, the calculations of a mitzvah, muter lechashbin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to calculate them on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do calculations on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do those accounts, but you're allowed to talk about them. You're allowed to calculate them. But the things that you're calculating themselves, you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos. V'omer b'lozo poiskim tzedakah l'aniyim b'Shabbos. You cannot give money to tzedakah on Shabbos to the poor people, but you're allowed to allocate tzedakah to the poor people on Shabbos, which means you're allowed to talk about it even though you cannot do it. V'omer Rav Yaakov bar Idi omer Rav Yechonon, mefakchim pikuach nefesh upikuach rabim b'Shabbos. One's allowed to attend to life, preserving life, which means saving lives if anyone's in danger. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Upikuach rabim, and to attend to the needs of the public, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to fix the things that the public need, that you cannot do, but you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. V'hilchin lebotei knesiyos, you're allowed to go to the shuls, which is where people used to get together. Lefakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbos, in order to attend to the affairs of the rabim, and you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. V'amar b'Shmuel bar Nachmeni omar b'Yechonon, hoilchin letartiyos ulekarkesoyos ulebaslikoyos lefakeach al iskei rabim b'Shabbos. These were palaces, different types of palaces, where there would be official meeting places, and they would have meetings there. You're allowed to go to those places in order to attend to the needs of the rabbim on Shabbos. V'tonet bei Menashe, and in the Beis Medrash of Menashe, they learned meshatchin ala tinoikus li'oris b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to get engaged on Shabbos, but you're allowed to attend to the needs of a girl that she should be able to get engaged. V'alatinoik l'lamdei sefer, and you're allowed to attend to the needs of a child to arrange that somebody should teach him Torah, or l'lam de'umnus, to teach him a craft. So you see from all these things that you're allowed to talk about lots of things, even though you're not allowed to do them on Shabbos, you're allowed to discuss them on Shabbos. So what's going on? Why can you not say, hire me workers? Answers the Gemara, Omer Kro, it's learned from that very posuk that we started with. Mimtoi cheftecho v'daber dovor. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to go about pursuing your business, cheftzecho, v'daber dover. Those are the words you're not allowed to speak on Shabbos. Cheftzecho, your own businesses, asurim ha'osor on Shabbos. Cheftzei shamayim, but taking care of, so to speak, of Hashem's business, of doing mitzvahs, mutar in their mutar. And all the things that we saw here, if it's pikuach nefesh, and if it's Iskei Rabim, and all the other things we mentioned, these are all things that are mitzvahs. A mitzvah one's allowed to do on Shabbos. One's allowed to talk about doing mitzvahs, even though the halachas of Shabbos do not allow us to actually do those mitzvahs. There's no problem with talking about them on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Omer b'yudom ha-shmuel. Cheshboinu is shel malacho. Malacho means types of calculations that have no practical consequence to the one who's speaking. Never did have any consequence. He's just asking questions. If somebody were to buy a house, what would it cost him? Things that are useless, more, so to speak. V'shel ma'bekach is also types of speech that are no longer relevant. They may once have affected the one that was speaking, but they no longer do. Mutar, those are things that they're useless. You're just talking in the air. Is mutar lechashbin b'Shabbos? You can make those sort of calculations on Shabbos. Tanya namihachi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Cheshboinos she'ovru. Cheshboinos, calculations of things of history, things in the past, things that were once applicable but not anymore. V'sha'asidim liyos, or that they are going to be in the future. That means they have no relevance now. Also lechashbin, you're not allowed to be mechashbin them. We'll soon see what it means, this she'ovru, because we just learned now a moment ago that ma'bekach is something that was once in the past, was relevant, is no longer relevant. That's she'ovru. Here it says she'ovru is osur. The Gemara is going to discuss that in a minute. So the Braisa continues, shel malacha, those types of calculations that were never of any relevance to the person speaking, v'shel ma'bekach, or are no longer of any relevance, mutar lechashbein, those you are allowed to calculate on Shabbos. Uruminu, the Gemara is now asking a seeming contradiction. We saw in another braisa, choishvin cheshboinois she'einon tzrichin, calculations that you don't need them, they have no relevance, one's allowed to do those calculations on Shabbos, v'ein mechashvin cheshboinois she'tzrichin, b'Shabbos, but those calculations that are relevant, You're not allowed to calculate them on Shabbos. Ketzad, let's see what the examples are. Oimer Adam lechaveiro, a person is allowed to say on Shabbos to his friend, kach v'kach po'alim hoitzesi, so and so much money I spent on workers al sodezu, when I was working on this field. But it's in the past. Kach v'kach dinrin hoitzesi al dirazu, so and so much money I spent on this residence. That's all over. That's in the past. That's allowed because there's no longer any reference, any relevance today. Aval lo yoimar lo, you shouldn't say, kach v'kach hoitzeti, so far I've spent so and so much, v'kach v'kach ani osid lohoitzi, and in the future I'm still going to spend so and so much. That's a calculation that's irrelevant. Since it's relevant, you shouldn't speak about it on Shabbos. So you see here that talking about hoitzesi al sodezu, how much I spent, which is in the past, you're allowed to. And this seems to contradict what we saw in the previous brisa, that cheshbonos she'avru are osur, cheshbonos of the past are osur. Says the Gemara, l'tameich kashi l'chohi gufa. The very brisa that you mentioned that says that she'avru is osur, there's a contradiction within that brisa, as we pointed out when we were reading it. She'avru is osur, but shel ma bekach, things that used to be relevant and are no longer relevant, is mutter. That's a contradiction within one brisa. Elo says the Gemara, ha de ikka agra de agira gabe. When it says that ovar, in the past it's osa, it doesn't mean something that's totally history and is finished with and has no relevance anymore. No, it's talking about that the work is finished, but you haven't yet paid all your workers. Agra de agira gabe, some wages of the hired workers that you still owe money to are still holding on to their money. And since that previous job that you're talking about, you're still busy with it, you still haven't finished paying, that's also on Shabbos. Mabakach means that you're just talking about something that was, that's no longer got any relevance whatsoever, that is muta. Ha de leka agra de agira gabe, when you're talking about mabakach, which is in the past, it's talking about when you don't owe anyone any more money for it, and therefore it's muta to discuss them on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Ein machshichin. We saw in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to ein machshichin al tchum. You're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum lisko lepeilim ulahavi peiros in order to do something immediately after Shabbos outside the tchum to do those things that were also to do on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Maisa bechosid echo. There was a story with a very righteous person, a chosid, shenifritzo lepeiros b'toich sadeu. There was a breach in the wall around his field. V'nimlach oleo legoidra, and on Shabbos he decided he was going to fix it. And he forgot it was Shabbos. And suddenly v'nizkar she'Shabbos, he remembered it was Shabbos. You're not allowed to even talk about these things. V'nimna oisei chosid v'legoidra. And that chosid, a very pious person, he decided to, so to speak, punish himself, to fine himself, even though it was a mistake, for having had those intentions on Shabbos, that he committed himself to never fix that breach in his field. V'nase lo nes, a miracle happened to him. V'also boi tzlaf, a tree, a tzlaf tree, which is a very large, wide tree, grew exactly where the breach was. U'mimeno hoiso parnososo yuparnosas anche beisim. And as a reward for what he did, or for what he was committed not to do, he then had parnosa, sustenance, for himself and his household from this tree. This tree is a very, very wide tree, and there are three different types of edible parts of this tree. There's the fruits, the flowers, and the shoots that come out of it. All three of those are edible. He would be able to sell those parts of this tree, and that was the reward he got. And obviously, the breach was repaired by this tree. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar la'odom loimar la'chaveiroi. A person is allowed to say to his friend on Shabbos, Lekrach ploini an yehoylech lamochor. I'm going to a certain city, such and such a city, tomorrow. Are you allowed to go there now? No, it's outside the tchum. How can you say, why is it mutter to say you're going to go there? You're not allowed to talk about something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, She'im yesh burganin hoylech. The going from city to city is not an intrinsically awesome melocha. It's not a melocha. There's a technical detail, it's outside the tchum. And that detail is one that doesn't have to always be there. For example, if there are huts, burganin, that every 70 amos, that means there's no gap of 70 amos with no huts in it, going from one city to that next city, you're allowed to go there on Shabbos. It happens to be there's no huts there now, but going from city to city is not something which is also on Shabbos in the event that there were huts there. And therefore, you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. Tanan, we're now going to discuss proofs for or against this concept. We learnt in our Mishnah, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum in order to bring to hire workers outside the Tchum or to bring Peiris from outside the Tchum. Why are you not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum? Because these are things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers. You're not allowed to bring fruits from outside the Tchum. So the Gemara says, Bishlei Melisko Peyalim, I can understand regarding hiring workers. The Beshabbos Leimotzi Ogar, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to go to the Tchum in order to hire workers immediately after Shabbos. Elo Lahovi Peyrois, but the concept of bringing fruits, is that something that's intrinsically osa? Why is bringing fruits different than going to another city? Leimo She'im Yesha Mechitza, it's maybe in the event that there were walls, there were partitions from where those fruits are all the way to where you're allowed to carry to, lahavi peiris, to bring peiris, then you would be allowed to do that on Shabbos. So there's nothing wrong with bringing fruits. There's a problem. There's a problem that there's no mechitzes. The problem it's outside the tchum. But these are things which technically could have been taken care of. So why are you not? So you're allowed to say that you're going to do it, and you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to prepare for that. Why are you not allowed to go to bring, to be there in order to bring the fruits? Answers the Gemara, Mishkachas lo bepeiris hamechuborim. We're talking about bringing fruits that are still attached to the ground. Fruits that are attached to the ground, there's no way in the world that you can bring those on Shabbos because you're not allowed to detach them. You're not allowed to pluck them on Shabbos. And therefore, since there's no way of detaching those fruits, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to bring those fruits after Shabbos. Ask the Gemara another question. V'otoni Rabbi Ishia, ein machshichin ala tchum, lahovi teven v'kash. You're not allowed to go to the tchum, to the edge of the tchum, in order that immediately after Shabbos you're going to bring teven, which is processed straw, and kash is whole straw, from outside the tchum after Shabbos. And the Gemara says, bishlei mekash, I can understand that there should be an issue with whole straw, that you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum, but mechubar, we're talking about that this straw is still attached to the ground, and therefore you're not allowed to in any way bring them on Shabbos, so you're also not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to bring them after Shabbos. Eloteven, but talking about the processed straw, heicha mishkachas lo. Processed straw is not attached to the ground anymore. If it's not attached to the ground, then in the right conditions, for example, you had partitions and the burgenin and whatever you needed, you would be allowed to bring them. So why are you not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum and bring them after Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, we're talking about betivnos saria. We're talking about that this teven has a very foul smell, and therefore it's muktzah on Shabbos. And therefore there's no way in the world you'd be allowed to move them on Shabbos. Therefore you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to be there to take it after Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Toshema, machshichin ala tchum lefakeach al iskei kalo, well, iske hamis. It says, we saw in the Braisa here, you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to deal with the needs of a kala, a bride, or a dead person. These are mitzvahs. These are called chevtzei shomayim. You're allowed to go there to be the edge of the tchum in order to be able to do the chevtzei shomayim outside the tchum as soon as Shabbos is over. You're not allowed to do melachos on Shabbos, but chevtzei shemayim, you're allowed to prepare for them, even though doing what you need to do is also, like we saw before. So you're allowed to go for iske kalo, iske hamis. So the Gemara is now assuming and deducing from here, that al iske kalo v'meis in, al iske achir loy, only because it's chevtzei shemayim, it's a kalo or a dead person, the mitzvah to bury the dead person and take care of his needs, therefore you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum. But if it was somebody else that needed these things done, it would be asa. And now the Gemara is trying to understand, what sort of needs would a kala or a mace have that are intrinsically asa on Shabbos, that could not be done on Shabbos, and therefore going to the edge of the tchum is only mutter because it's the mitzvah of kala or mace, but if it was somebody else, it would be asa. So the Gemara says, Bishle ma'achir dum yedekala. Regarding a kala, I can understand. Mishkachas lo, lemigzo lo aso. One of the things that they would use to prepare the chuppah for the kala is they would use hadassim. These hadassim are attached still to the ground. So a normal person, there's no way in the world you can detach hadassim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum to do it after Shabbos. But since for a kala it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum at the end of Shabbos, and after Shabbos you can go and cut down these hadassim. Elo meis, mayinu. But regarding taking care of a dead person, what sort of activity would be intrinsically osur to do for anyone else? Mayinu, says the Gemara, lehovi loy oroin v'tachrichin. The only thing we can think of is to bring the coffin or to bring the shrouds. Now, bringing something from out of the tchum, we already said before that lehovi peiris, in the event that they've already been detached from the ground, is okay. It's like saying, I'm going to go to a different city. You're allowed to say that on Shabbos. Uktani meis in aval achir loy. And we saw here that you're only allowed to go there in order to bring the coffin or the shrouds. But aval achir loy. But for somebody else, to bring something for somebody else, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. V'amai, why not? Leima she'im yasha mechitzos, maybe. As we saw before, bringing something is not intrinsically asa. The fact that it happens to be there's no mechitzos, there's no partitions, that doesn't make that it's asa to speak about it on Shabbos, or that it's asa to actually go and prepare yourself on Shabbos by going to the edge of the tchum. Answers the Gemara, mace nami mishkachas lo. There's something we do for a mace which you cannot do for anyone else on Shabbos because it's a melacha, lemigzo lo glimo, which means to cut its cloak in order to actually sew and prepare the shrouds for the mace. That's something which you cannot do on Shabbos. And therefore, since it's a mace, it's a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to prepare for it, go to the edge of the tchum in order to go past the tchum and prepare these shrouds for somebody else. Where it's not a dvar mitzvah, that would be asa. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Aval machshich hu lishmer umevi peiros biyodo. If your main intent is to go to the edge of the tchum in order to be there, just in order to protect your fields and guard your fields, you're allowed to do that. And afterwards, you're also allowed to bring back some fruits, since that wasn't your main intention when you went there on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Afal gavdeloy avdil. It seems from the Mishnah that you're allowed to go to the edge of the tchum, and as soon as Shabbos is over, you can go past the tchum, and you can even cut down some fruits. I don't understand, what's with avdala? Afal gavdeloy avdil. Even though you've not made avdala yet, you're allowed to go and cut these fruits. V'omer Reb Elazar ben Antignois mishum Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, osur lo la'odom shi'aseh hafeitzav koidom shi'avdil. A person is not allowed to go about doing his own business, doing melachas, before he does havdalah. And Rashi says that you have to greet the Shabbos, you have to escort the Shabbos away, you escort the Shabbos by doing havdalah. Till you've escorted the Shabbos, you shouldn't start acting weekday-like. Are you going to suggest that he davened Ma'ariv and he said Atochin Antonu, he said Havdalah in Tfilah? It's not enough to say Havdalah in Tfilah, you have to also say Havdalah on a kois, on a cup of wine. Are you going to suggest that he did Havdalah on a kois? Kois besodem yikah. Where are you going to find a cup of wine? In a field, at the edge of the tchum. And I don't know if the issue is the wine or the issue is the cup, but either way, you, at the edge of a tchum, where are you going to find that? Answers the Gemara, Tirgumer of Nosen Bar Ami Kamei Derova, Bein Hagito Is Shonu. We're talking about the season where they would press the wine, and therefore in the fields, there were cups of wine available there. So this person, he made Havdalah, and then he can cut his fruits. Omaleir B'Abba L'Ravashi. Rav Abba said to Rav Ashi, "B'marove in Eretz Yisrael, they would do melachos even before Avdala and even before Ma'ariv. Omrin on Hochi, they would just say the following: Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Chol, v'avdin on Tzorichin. They would say Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Chol, and then they would attend to their own needs. Omer Rav Ashi, Ki avino be'Rav Kahana, when I was by Rav Kahana, Hava Omar of Kahana would say Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, umesaltin on silti. After saying the words Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, they would start chopping their woods. Not like we saw before that you're not allowed to do any melachos until you've done Havdalah, also in Ma'ariv and also on the Kais. No, in Eretz Yisrael they would say Baruch Hamavdil, or what we call Baruch Hamavdil, they would say Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'chol, and then they would do melachos. In Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.